Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This may not be great news for our area.
Oh, no.
Well, there are safe places in the greater Rochester area.
Sure.
Folks have decided are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And others, people have decided, ooh, not so safe. But it turns out,
yeah,
at least according to what we have in front of us, no one that can hear us right now,
yeah,
is truly safe.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tony!
Yeah, buddy.
In front of us, we have a study. The safest suburbs in America.
All right.
The 360 safest suburbs in America, to be specific.
I'm guessing they're all really wealthy.
Okay. Well, to come up with this number, just to give you a heads up, they used violent crime rate,
yeah,
property crime rate, Vehicle mortality rate, drug deaths.
Vehicle mortality?
Oh, so that could be
dying in a car accident or getting hit by a car.
Oh.
Okay, all right. That's an interesting factor.
Yeah.
Drug deaths, percentage of the population that engage in excessive drinking, and then monthly income compared to monthly housing.
Wait, they put drink
this
in
is
in
all
there?
Over the place, yeah.
Why they put drink in there?
Because
that's not fair.
A drunker society is a less safe society.
When does that start?
How do they measure all this stuff?
Yeah. Well,
there are different studies and rates you can use.
I guess how much booze we're buying.
Yeah. Or I mean, you could just straight up ask people, a cross-section of folks, right?
Nice. What happened?
With all that considered,
yeah,
not a single suburb of Rochester, New York made this list.
How? We have beautiful suburbs.
Okay, but apparently they're not safe.
You never hear anything.
Well, look, the people, you actually do.
Oh, my God. You're going to go back to a couple of dads that disappear?
Well, we do have one of the most dangerous roads in New York, we found out.
Oh, yeah, that is a thing that happened. Look, places that people feel are the cream of the crop. Pittsford, Penfield, Fairport, Parenton.
Yeah.
Put a bulletproof vest on before you leave the house because according to this
study,
they are not safe. Any of the other towns, let's not even get into it. So you're surprised by this.
Yeah.
What do you think buried us?
What's that?
Well, something buried us on this study. Something in this town, in this area, is high that kept any of our suburbs from being named one of the safest in
America. Well, when you throw in all the other stuff.
The stuff that makes things unsafe?
Well, I wouldn't say
drinking.
Drinking. I mean, I think of countries that drink that are pretty safe.
For example?
Ireland. You never hear anything out of them.
Okay.
Except for that Belfast.
How do you? Hey, hello, here's a history book. And by the way, how do you know that they're drinking more than we are?
Oh, I don't. But you seem to have a drinking culture.
Okay, but I'm saying Americans also, well, we did love to drink. Well, drinking is down.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
not
thinking
here.
Like, I would think like anywhere there's a college too, those numbers would go up, like drinking numbers.
Because the jackass.
Parties.
We're just a jackass
like
in general.
Okay. And
we
do have a lot of colleges in the greater Rochester.
All right, so that's killing us?
Okay, I mean, look, it could be the drinking. It could be the housing cost versus what we make. Both of those are a little bit higher here compared to other places.
Yeah.
So there is actually one place near us.
Yeah, who made the cut?
That is technically a Rochester suburb that made the list. You ready? Seneca Falls.
Seneca Falls? Oh.
Seneca Falls was ranked the 119th safest suburb in America.
Wait, they're that high up?
Yep, but they're a full hour away from where we sit right now.
Why are they so damn safe? They got the same problems we got.
Apparently not.
Quiet and quaint.
And not a lot of drinking, low housing costs, people make enough money apparently, all of these things, low crime rates.
Probably not a lot of traffic, which would cut down on accidents.
There you go, great call.
Church people.
That is the one frustrating part about Seneca Falls. My daughter had a hockey or a tennis match out there last year.
Yeah.
You can only drive 6 miles an hour throughout the whole time.
Is that where the Women's Rights Museum is?
Yes.
Yep. Right.
Suffrage Museum.
Right.
Suffragette.
Okay.
Anywhere you go, there's a suffering museum.
So that's it?
That's it. Seneca Falls. And they're a full hour away from us. So no actual real suburb of Rochester is in the top.
It's like where you live is safe.
Okay.
I mean, that's a safe neighborhood.
I would have thought so, but apparently not. I'm going to have to leave.
Oh, maybe your loud mouth ruins it.
It makes it less safe.
Yeah, for everybody.
Okay.
Everybody cringes.
The phone number.
The cringe effect of your mouth.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What makes a town dangerous in the greater Rochester area?
Makes it dangerous?
There are people, Tommy, for whatever reason, that feel some places are more dangerous than others.
Well, if a place looks run down, you always feel like it's poor, so people are desperate.
Oh, so you're just saying based on the way it looks.
Yeah, like if you moved.
But your definition of run down is like Pat's yard.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, unkept weeds.
What the hell, man?
Your hedges aren't trimmed.
Talk to my wife.
I'm not talking about your house.
Uh-huh, it's weird. My wife made
your house is beautiful.
So you say my wife moved in and made the neighborhood unsafe, huh?
No.
That's kind of what it sounds like you say.
Her husband.
Oh, yeah, is that what it is?
Her Gates-ass husband.
Gates-ass husband. Okay, so you bring up Gates.
Yeah.
If you were to ask the majority of people, if we're talking strictly towns, the towns that are the most unsafe in Rochester, Gates and Greece are the towns you're going to hear the most. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You grew up around Greece.
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like you were in imminent danger in any part of the town of Greece?
Not personally, no.
Okay. I grew up in the town of Gates. I still go there all the time.
Yeah, but there's some rough-ass areas.
There has never been a time where I've been in the town of Gates where I have felt like I am in trouble.
But that was your normal. You didn't understand.
But according to you, I moved to a safe place now. Even when I go back to Gates now, there's not a place I will walk around where I feel like I am in danger. Never in my life.
But do you feel like that's also because you grew up there? Like you have a sense of comfort?
I don't think so.
That most people may not have. I mean, I kind of feel uneasy whenever I'm in any place that I've never been just because I don't know about the area.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, no, like, all right, let's East Irondequoit. There are some people that say East Irondequoit is a dangerous place.
So my ex grew up in that area. And there were some areas that were kind of rough, bro.
Okay.
But rough in what way?
Yeah, how
rough
so?
In a rough way. With
okay,
rough
no,
people.
You're such a bitch.
I'm asking.
You're such a bitch. I've never walked around anywhere in East Irondequoit, and I'm not
okay,
familiar
so
with East Irondequoit.
I had a gig where I used to host sumo wrestling when I first started.
Uh-huh.
And it was in that area, and I'm not going to say anything
okay.
else.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'll tell you. So I go and do the thing. I host the sumo wrestling, and then I got to come back next week.
Uh-huh.
And the front of the joint doesn't look the same.
No kidding.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I asked the guy, what happened? He goes, oh, yeah, somebody shot the joint up last night.
Okay.
So, yeah, like... That was, but in that area, was kind of, you know, bullets flying.
That can happen anywhere. By the way, it was unsafe.
It ain't happening in Pittsburgh Wegmans,
it
man.
Was, it actually, you want to talk about bullets flying in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Bro, that parking lot had someone get carjacked and
was
shot.
That a couple summers ago.
Okay, a couple of summers ago,
you
one
named
guy.
One thing that happened 30 years ago.
Bro.
In a place that was so dangerous, they could afford to have a radio station do sumo wrestling.
Well, they sent me out, not anybody else.
I mean, look.
But I mean, I would think, you know, less money, more crime.
If we're going to talk places that get an unfair rap in Rochester, again, we're talking about this new study. It named the safest suburbs in America, 360 to be specific, and not a single suburb in our area made it. Seneca Falls, which is technically a suburb of Rochester, was number 119, but they're a full hour away from us. Tommy's all pissed off because he thinks where he lives is safe.
It is.
When it, like, places that get an unfair rap, I feel like Greece gets an unfair reputation because they're one of the biggest suburbs in America.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the
but
biggest.
But it stretches from the city all the way out to the farm.
Yes. There's going to be more crime stories that you see on the news in Greece because
based on size.
It's huge.
But,
right?
But there's rough Greece and then there's nice Greece. You've even admitted that. There's millionaire Greece and then there's Jesus Christ.
But I think, your idea, like, I think people who live in your idea of rough Greece would tell you, no, it's you know, like, the growing up there, living there, maybe they just think differently of it.
Yeah, but that's your normal.
Again, like, I love this is your normal. It's, I can make the same argument for Pittsburgh. It's your normal, so you feel safe.
It is, because I do.
How do I know I'm not going to become a victim of a white-collar crime walking around there?
Well, that could happen. Uh-huh. That could happen. Check your accounts every morning.
JTL writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I had said I don't feel, I've never felt scared walking around Gates. He writes, the Gates Motel, Lyle Ave, the mall in Greece. I still go to the mall in Greece on a regular basis. Never felt unsafe.
It was funny, when I first moved here, the first thing that everybody made fun of was Lyle Avenue. That's where all their drugs, prostitution, and crime was Lyle Avenue. It was just like a given.
Okay. But, like, you bring up the Gates Motel.
Yeah.
I played Little League Baseball across from the Gates Motel for 10 years.
Yeah.
10 years. Dowd Post, right across the street. Totally fine.
Little League Baseball?
I'm here, right here. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And the hookers would chase down the fly ball.
Well, no, she was actually batting sixth. No future in the game, that kid. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. I would love to see what just our area would look like with the data. Like if you ranked the safest, again, because when you go back and look at what they use for this study, violent crime rate, property crime rate, vehicle mortality rate, drug deaths, percentage of population that engage in excessive drinking, monthly income, monthly housing costs. I bet you Pittsburgh would not be as high as you think it is based on monthly income compared to monthly housing cost and property crime rate. Because for some reason, you people in Pittsburgh and Fairport and Parenton love to leave your doors unlocked to your cars and to your house. And because of that, we look at the police blotter every morning and there are nothing but car break-ins all the time.
Well, I will say, there's a lot of like just wealth laying around.
Okay, but that's crime.
But even like, so I started thinking about that when I lived in Webster on that street, that place was like quiet. And it was full of kids, a lot of young couples. There was no problems there. I can't think of one problem.
On your street.
On my street. And that whole little area right there was nice.
But Webster's another, Webster's huge too.
It is.
So like you only knew your little section of
it. Well, that's all I could tell you. But,
but that's what's so funny about this.
Like my in-laws lived in Webster. Their area was nice. My sister-in-law had a nice little place. I mean, it was all, you could walk around. Everything was cool.
You know, what's funny is like I feel like people want to base what is dangerous off of what they see in the news.
Well, that's all you can do.
But no, it's not true because...
And what you see at your window.
Look, the police blotter is available to absolutely everybody.
Yeah.
We use it for the show because we're looking for stories and stuff. If you read this police blotter every week...
What are they saying?
It is just crime upon crime.
But it's petty crime,
correct? But it is crime. Look, and again, it's not
somebody's bike got stolen.
Exactly. Yeah. Somebody's car left their car open, they took a phone. But if you go through the different sections of the greater Rochester area... It's
no suburbs untouched.
Exactly. With the exception of Greece, which is huge, all the rest of them have about the same amount of these police reports.
But if it's petty stuff, I to your point, though, I'm not going to feel unsafe walking out of my house because somebody got a...
But crime, though, right? Maybe not so much unsafe, but like the potential of something being stolen or taken. You know.
But the conversation we're having right now is, do you feel safe in your neighborhood? And if you tell me somebody went into somebody's mailbox and grabbed some bills, and I'm still going to walk around and not feel... threatened, I guess, but my point.
Yeah, I get it.
I walk my dog in the middle of the goddamn street, and I don't even look because there's nothing around.
God, you're a dick. I hate you. Do you
think you're immune from like a car accident or? I mean, like that's a level of untouchable. I don't understand.
So like,
let him go
in my little neighborhood. You don't even hear. Everybody's old, like super old.
Which would make me more nervous to walk in the street.
Yeah, thank you.
It's quiet. Even everybody
can hear each other. You don't know when somebody's coming.
I'm going to tell you this. My neighborhood is so old.
How old is it?
Even the pets outside are elderly. So there's two dogs that will bark at you outside that don't get up. They just lay there like old men and bark at you as you walk by. And they, I'm like, I don't have the knees for this.
You want the weirdest part, Kimmy?
What's that?
If you could speak dog, they're barking about the water department.
Oh, yeah. They're very pissed off.
252-WCMF. Again, a new study found the safest suburbs in America, the 360 safest suburbs, and none of them are from our area.
Yeah.
Not a single suburb of Rochester, with the exception of Seneca Falls, which is technically a suburb of ours, but is an hour away, made the safest 360 suburbs in America. You know, you made a point a second ago when I said I've never felt unsafe walking around gates.
Yeah.
That it's because I'm used to it.
Yeah, it's your normal.
I would actually argue the opposite happens. Wherever you grew up, and we're all guilty of this, is going to feel less safe to you now.
Oh, if y'all went back?
Oh, I think everybody makes the argument. It's not the same as it used to be.
Thank you.
Well, you're not the same Gates kid anymore.
So then shouldn't I feel unsafe walking around Gates?
Yeah, which makes you dumb.
I'm not. It's not dangerous.
Bro, you ain't. You still think you Gates, man. You ain't.
What is Gates?
I'm from the streets, man.
I never said I was from the streets.
We were throwing fists around the church parking lot, man. I'll tell you what.
It's not
the
streets.
Poor.
It's not the streets, man.
We're eating stale bread and milk club.
Well, that was happening. But that doesn't make us the streets. Look, whatever town you grew up in, most of us, for as small as Rochester is, spent most of our childhood in the place we were born. And that place today is different than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You have memories of what that town was, of what this city was.
As a kid.
Yes. You saw it through kids' eyes. You didn't know what a scary place the world could be.
Yeah.
You didn't see the dangers looking around every corner.
Everything looked big to you.
Yes, and your parents, like good parents should, shielded you
yeah.
from the dangers of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you're grown ass, your brain is playing tricks on you. I'm telling you, man, because again, we've said this 1,000 times. We'll say it again. It is statistically the safest time to be alive
it is,
in America.
Down. It is.
So
yes.
how is everything so dangerous now when crime was worse when we were kids?
It is true.
Explain is that, true. Stupid.
Yeah, the 60s and 70s were out of control.
Ah?
Yeah, you're right. Ah. Yeah, so right, Pat.
Scott writes us, isn't Seneca Falls a suburb of Syracuse? I would have thought the same thing, but they included it as a suburb of Rochester
oh,
in
okay.
the study. So do your research, Scott. Get your facts straight. I don't know, man. I'm just so sick of everyone being scared of everything all the time.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place we live here.
It is very nice.
Shut up. No, you go
I mean, where this place
By
is.
By the way, again, really.
Goddamn pigeons attacked me this morning.
Yeah, because yeah, they
even the birds are pissed.
They listen to the show. Boo! 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 You've worked down here for how long?
Since 2008.
That was a pigeon booing, Kimmy.
That was a good pigeon.
Thank you.
Decent.
So 2008. So you've been down here for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
You have crossed that street every day.
Yeah.
How many times have you been assaulted?
Bro, let me tell you something.
I had to step over a scooter once.
No, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this building used to be full of people.
Yeah.
That I've not seen since. Hosts have disappeared.
Bro.
Ratings have gone.
Bro.
Equipment goes missing or is broken.
Well, no, you can find it in the hallway.
There's shattered dreams all over the streets.
So the answer is none times.
None times.
In 20 years, you've walked in.
It is. It's very sad. But there are some sketchy-ass people walking around.
That have never done anything.
Looking around. That have never done anything. Walking around.
That have never done anything.
Sliding around.
I drive down here at 3 o'clock in the morning every single day.
How about that jam session on the 6th floor where they're chucking bottles off the roof?
Who are they hurting?
You know, the public space.
But man,
those are kids.
Well, they're partying.
You did that like in your 30s.
I have come down here every single day.
I know.
For 16 years now.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning. Nothing has ever happened to me. Knock on wood.
Man, it's very good.
I feel totally safe. Yeah. I drive in the middle of the night. Yeah, you see weird characters every once in a while, but those characters are always going to exist.
I understand.
And I get that watching the news, right? Like that one story that pops up once a week or once every 2 weeks is going to scare the hell out of you. Then they're going to stick a mic in someone's face. No, I don't feel safe here anymore. It's very dangerous. It's not what I used to say. Right? And I get that it's anecdotal for me, but, you know, if we're talking percentages here, the worst thing that has ever happened to me in this neighborhood in 15 years is one time somebody smashed out my back window and took my EJ manual drill.
Look at that.
Which I can never get. They don't make them anymore.
Yeah, damn. I forgot about that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm never going to get that back. But that's it.
Do you think it was EJ Manuel getting his only jersey that was ever purchased back?
This is for my mom. We got Facebook messages coming in. Yeah. You can always get us at Duffy, or excuse me, at The Break Room, WCMF, on Facebook. This comes in from Jake. Jake says, everything is more dangerous. Where you go, you got to watch yourself. Carry a weapon to make sure you don't become a victim. Okay. Mm. Look.
I'm not carrying a weapon.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do with it anyway? Freeze, turkey.
Well, I'm not allowed to have a gun, so I'm out.
I mean, you could have the death keychain that one of our coworkers has.
That's a perfect way to describe it.
Oh, her fuzzy.
Got a little pepper spray on there. Got a little
spiky
knuckle things.
Yeah, knuckle. They were super illegal. It's funny. To try and keep herself from becoming a victim of crime, she is committing a crime. Because those were illegal in New York State.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, she has made herself a criminal.
I don't even want to know what else is on that keychain. It's a lot of glittery stuff.
All right, look. Based on Jake writing us on Facebook, I get the three jackasses in a closet aren't going to convince you that the world is a better place than you think it is here. All I'm saying is, just look around. It's okay. Everything is okay.
I mean, like, I'm sure Kimmy as a woman has a different opinion about getting out of her car every morning here than you and I would.
Fair, but okay. Mm-hmm. It's not different than yours. It's not different than yours.
You say I dress like a woman, so I should also be very concerned.
Like, look at everything that's going on with downtown right now. Right? Like, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, they did not have weekend parties on Parcel 5 or along the river. They didn't have get-togethers at Martin Luther King Park, right?
Yeah,
the strong
neighborhood
didn't exist. By the way, quick sidebar. I had not really driven around downtown a ton in like a year. I have my specific places I go to, and I had to drive through the entire downtown the other day. Since they now East Ave does not look like East Ave anymore. Like, they connected.
They
I had to drive from Atlantic Avenue down to where Jiva Theater is.
Yeah.
And it took me through the city.
Yeah.
And it looks completely.
So you went down Main Street?
I went down.
Where, like, the Strong Museum
the
is?
The neighborhood of play that they call. Yeah. And where the Interloop used to be down there near Channel 10.
So, like, the Cadillac and all that?
Yeah. It looks totally different. Well, I did not recognize the city that I
grew up in.
So
they're really jazzing it up.
I mean, it looks nice. Now, whether granted, there's still problems below the surface, like every city.
For sure.
But, like, I was in awe of what the hell has happened.
I think I'll go downtown this weekend.
No, you won't, because you're a bitch and you're scared.
And I can't find parking.
Yeah, Jesus, thank you.
$5 a parking.
I'm going to clip you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not a victimless crime, Tommy.
What happened?
At least according to the New York State Police. Tolls suck.
Yeah.
But they're necessary.
Yeah.
And the state has decided to send a message to people who have decided that tolls are not for them. A big time message that some are arguing has become too severe.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Ghost plates, Tommy, have been a big problem for the State Thruway Authority.
Okay.
Those are license plates that are fake or are hidden.
Or you can't read them.
You got it. Where when you go under the toll little register thing on the thruway, they can't pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's costing the state millions upon millions of dollars. So, recently, they have decided to do something about it. Over the summer, the state of New York began impounding vehicles.
Damn.
That had
grabbing
been,
your car.
Yep, skimping on tolls to send a message. Mm. They did three special details, two in New York City and one outside of Buffalo, that saw state police write over 700 tickets and impound 140 vehicles of repeat ghost plate toll violator offenders. And that has some people crying foul.
Well, what are they fouling?
Well, the argument is that the punishment here does not fit the crime, that it's too severe, and that the state is going too far to prove a point.
Yeah, but you keep blowing the state off. Like, you're not paying the bill.
Oh, not only are you not paying the bill, you're actively avoiding getting the bill sent to
you. So how can you cry foul on that, man?
I mean,
so it goes like, so you don't get a warning.
They've been sending you bills, and you ain't paying them.
Well, no, well, so
no,
here's what's weird about it.
No, because they have been then, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that would be the thing, is you haven't been caught. This would be the first time you're getting caught.
Well, okay, so I don't know how this works.
Yeah, because they have a number of times that people have done this, so they know how much
people in general, right? Like, not the specific vehicle?
Well, no, they say that they have specifics, so we'll get to that in a second. But Kimmy's right. If I am not able to register your license plate,
right, how
which
do they
is
know
how you're blowing off the tolls, how am I able to tell which cars are the repeat offenders?
Okay.
Unless there's a way to get your VIN number?
Yeah, unless you've been maybe fined for it before.
They have a picture
something
of your car, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, there's 1,000 green sedans.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Okay, so you say the argument it is this is not too severe. This is exactly
pay your goddamn bills, man.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like something you didn't use. You actively tried.
It wasn't
an
accident.
Yeah, you tried to, like, beat the system, and you got busted.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's where the story gets a little bit nuts.
What's that?
The Thruway Authority says statewide.
How much?
That just 20 people accounted for nearly 60% of unpaid tolls.
20 people?
20 people.
But wait,
20
number,
people.
Wait,
that can't be right, because the number you said is insane.
I agree with you, but I am reading a
quote. Did you just go up and down the thruway?
Yeah.
24 hours a day?
Of all the people that take the threw away on a daily basis 20.
Quote, just 20 vehicle owners accounted for nearly 60% of unpaid tolls. That is money being taken out of your pockets. That is from the state of New York.
So it's only 20 people. Just go after them and you.
Well, that's kind of what they're. It sounds like what they're doing.
I mean, you solve the problem.
That sounds like what they're doing.
Okay.
Okay. So just for reference sake,
yeah.
In 2023, the state said there was $243 million in unpaid tolls.
That's insane. So $243 million?
So 20 people were responsible for $140 million in unpaid tolls? It can't be right, right?
Man, they got to get their story right,
what am I
man.
Missing here? What am I missing?
I know, like, what? There's why some can't I wrap my head around this?
Okay,
because they ain't right. Because,
like, if we're quoting the story here.
Yeah.
That, now, they're saying.
Do they mean, like, 20,000?
No, it says 20 vehicle owners. It says 20 vehicle owners.
Responsible for millions of dollars on unpaid.
Hundreds of millions. This is what the state says. Now, the state says they are not targeting people who have just missed a toll or two when it comes to impounding the car. Mm-hmm. Quote, the operations are targeting drivers who owed nearly $125,000 in unpaid tolls and used ghost plates to avoid detection.
How much would you have to drive? Yeah.
To consistently
accumulate
to rack
much.
Up. Let's say I did it every day.
Yeah.
I could rack up $1 million.
Well, here's what you're not thinking. Now, I don't know if a million is possible. If we're talking 120,000, which they say here, it's got to be done in New York City where there's a $10-$15 bridge
maybe.
Every, you know.
Well, I know. Go over to the bridge is, what, $8?
Something like that. But if you're doing that multiple times a day and you're not paying any toll and you're doing it 5 days a week, I get. But even that, to get to $125,000 over a couple of years?
Yeah.
So do they – okay, I'm confused by this. Look, the bottom line. The bottom line is
pay your taxes.
Well, no, pay your toll.
Pay your tolls and taxes.
Hachi Roku writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I'm going to write it the way I think he said it. Okay. We pay enough in taxes as it is. The tolls were supposed to be gone over 50 years ago. I get around it by simply never using the thruway, but I don't blame anybody for doing this stuff. It's one of the only crimes that I support. But here's the thing. As silly as that argument is, Hachi Roku, you don't have to use the thruway.
That's true.
Right?
Right. I mean, if you want to avoid it, you can avoid it without doing something illegal.
In New York City, there's a bigger argument because I have to use these bridges because I'm on an island here. Like, what? I'm on an island here. Yeah, what am I going to do, row a boat? But like here, you know, 20A goes literally everywhere. You can take 104 the same distance as you can take it.
Take
it
all the way to California.
Exactly. So like you don't have to use the thruway if this is something that bothers
you. People just don't want to pay for anything.
But like
everybody wants everything fixed, everything nice, and nobody wants to see the bill.
The funniest part of it all to me too is I remember we found out those license plate, the ghost license plate costs like a couple hundred bucks.
Oh, did we find that out?
I thought somebody called and said, like, to buy one. It was, like, not cheap.
Okay. I don't know.
So I don't know how much you're saving after buying something like that to avoid the tolls.
Well, there are cheaper options. Like, you can buy, like, individual letter stickers that flash when the picture gets taken.
Okay.
So it just obscures your license.
But isn't there, like, a thing you could put over to it just kind of blurs it out?
Well, that's what I thought.
No, that's what she's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not a thing that – oh, yeah, you're talking about the screen that would blur it
out.
That exists,
too.
What Kimmy is describing is an actual mechanical thing that goes on your car.
Where you can flip it.
You press a button and it flips to your
plate. 007.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, people are going out of their way. But Kimmy, I mean, if there are people that are racking up hundreds of thousands of dollars that would be worth the investment until you get caught and they take your car away.
And maybe your house after that.
252 WCMF. The state of New York is going after the major repeat offenders of blowing off tolls. They started impounding vehicles over the summer. Three separate details. Two in New York City and one in Buffalo. Saw the state police write over 700 tickets and impound 140 vehicles of repeat toll blower offer offenders. And to that point, the way the state is treating this now, what you think you're getting out of it is absolutely not worth it.
Yeah.
Because if they're straight up impounding cars, the money I'd have to spend to get my ride back, on top of the penalties I'm sure
you've
got
to pay the tolls.
Exactly.
Right.
And then penalties.
You got to settle up before you get anything back.
Not to mention the possible charges you'd be facing for having the ghost plates, period, because that's your making fraudulent government documents.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it.
No, you're going to have to go get a lawyer.
That's going to be more expensive than the tolls you maybe would have paid in the first place. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Make me understand.
People are just chintzy.
And like what really bothers me,
what?
Like, you know, you and I have traveled all over the country,
mm-hmm.
right? I have done it more recently with my daughter playing.
Yeah. Hockey.
We do have some of the best roads in the country.
Yeah.
On the thruway, that is.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, like, when you can go state to state and, like, how the roads turn to crap as soon as you pass the state
right
line.
At the line.
Pennsylvania
is like, the worst.
When you're going to Erie, all of a sudden,
so it's a washboard.
Ohio, right? Like, yeah. Okay, fine. You don't have to pay the toll, but what's that doing to my effing car, man? I mean, forget the fact that this is not a fun ride for me anymore.
No.
Yeah, and good luck driving those roads in the winter.
Knocking kidney stones loose. Thank you. No, that drive on the high, on 90 in Pennsylvania in the wintertime is
a little dicey.
Yeah. It is an effing nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, maybe there's a million-dollar idea for someone that wants to put out routes that don't include the through. I guess that's
call it another road.
Do people use that? That would turn off tolls to drive kind of? Right?
Oh, I bet they do.
Like take the old.
Yeah.
Takes you longer.
Some people will argue, and this even goes beyond people just avoiding the tolls. Don't you? You know people that will argue. Well, it's quicker. It's faster. It's a shortcut.
It's not.
No,
it's
that's
not.
Why they
it's
built
100%
this.
Not.
They built this.
But everybody
to make
has
it quick.
Convinced themselves that it is. Like if you're a back roads guy, you will make the argument till the day you die that that is the faster way to go.
No, she's right. There's back roads guy and there's throughway guy. Mm-hmm. And back roads guy will use back roads. One, because I'm not paying the taxes. Two, that's quicker. It's a shortcut. Brandon Wright says this could be a good theory.
What is that?
Because it said that 20 vehicle owners are responsible for 60% of the unpaid tolls. He asked, could the 20 individual people be business owners with fleets of vehicles?
Oh.
So you're running a business and you're going to risk not paying the tolls to jeopardize your business. So you have a fleet of trucks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're going to risk that?
It does sound stupid. But,
it is stupid.
Okay, but we've also known guys who
people have done sketchier things.
We've also known guys who have owned valuable businesses that were complete idiots.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I mean, like, there's one business owner I can think of right now. Hey, just put this on a plate. When you go do it, you do it that way, you'll be fine. Got Judy Tenuti coming. I don't know. Here's the thing that sucks, too. Enjoy taking 104. Like, if we're talking about, like, a more pleasant ride.
Wait. Instead of the throughway,
well,
you're saying?
If I had a choice, not because of tolls, just because of like access to things and unique scenery.
It depends on what I'm doing.
For example,
if I had to drive to New York City, I want to get there.
Yeah,
okay. I don't care about the farms anymore. I got a 6-hour. I just want to get down there and be done. You're right. If I'm taking a leisurely drive, it's one thing.
Maybe
I would have wanted to take 5 and 20 to Manhattan.
But I've never done it before. It kind of sounds romantic.
So I forget who turned me on to like they told me take Route 17 down.
Down to New York.
Sucked.
What?
It was like driving down a flight of stairs. And it blew, man. I'm like in parts of New Jersey that I only knew it from like songs. I didn't know there was an actual Tuxedo Junction.
Oh, wait, like that.
There's a town.
Called Tuxedo Junction.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like a big band tune. I go, I guess it's dudes from here that wrote it.
The other weird thing is when you go to a state that doesn't have a great highway system.
Yeah, like the South.
Massachusetts is also weird about that. They have the 90 that cuts through.
Yeah.
And they have like major highways around Boston. But like if you have to get to like mid-sized cities, you have to drive back roads like the entire time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And you're driving through these hilly, weird ass like Robert Frost poem kind of towns. It's strange.
Okay.
So look, man.
Enjoy.
Yeah, just saying, you don't know how good you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What have we done?
What happened?
What
have we done? Well, this is y'all.
No, it is.
It's all y'all.
No.
Don't look at my generation.
Don't you pin this abomination.
Y'all just had to have everything in your face at once.
Hey, I don't know who this is for.
So you're out.
I'm out. I'm immediately.
You love this stuff.
Just looking at it, I'm out.
Mm.
And here's the thing. If I saw anybody over the age of 18 eating this,
yeah,
I would immediately not want to talk to them ever again.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Tommy, are you familiar with Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
I'm guessing it's a flavor of Mountain Dew soda.
It is, but it's more special than that. More special.
So what's the Mountain Blast?
So the
Baja. What's the Baja Blast?
Baja Blast. At one point, you could only get Mountain Dew Baja Blast at Taco Bell.
It's kind of like what Taco Bell was known for.
Okay.
Anyway. Like
flavor.
If you wanted it, you had to go to Taco Bell.
It's the only thing I ever drank with my Taco Bell as a teenager.
Oh, you were into Baja Blast?
Not really, okay. But it was just like felt like you had to get it.
Okay.
I don't know why.
FOMO.
I get it. Yeah.
So, by the way, quick sidebar. Is it still only available at Taco Bell, or can I Baja Blast at the grocery store?
I've seen it sold at, I guess, what was Sam's Club, but like, yeah, they were selling it at other places.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So that being said, you will now be able to get your Mountain Dew Baja Blast fix outside of a cup, because Taco Bell
what are they putting it in?
And Mountain Dew have collaborated to create Mountain Dew Baja Blast pie.
Pie?
Pie.
Like an apple pie?
Nope.
Like whatever the Baja Blast flavor is.
That's what it is.
Yeah, what is the flavor?
I don't know.
I believe it's tropical lime.
Okay.
Is it lime?
It's lime. Tropical. Okay. Lime. All right. So I'm looking at a picture.
Like a lime pie? Key lime pie?
Yeah. So it has the look of a key lime pie.
Which is delicious.
But it's more gelatin.
Ugh.
So it's got to be blue. Ugh.
No.
Is it blue?
It's
no.
It's like Agro Crag neon green.
Oh, God. Like gelatin?
It's like a gelatin.
You know how I feel about gelatin.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's the nastiest.
I am a descendant of one of the inventors of Jell-O, so watch your ass.
You're not.
Okay, my dad said, and when has he ever lied?
Because Jell-O is successful. There's no way a Duffy hand got in that project.
No, it was it was a maiden name. Doesn't matter. The bottom line is this.
What's up?
I am horrified.
This doesn't sound pleasant. Like a lime pie. Does it sound like, yeah, I'd be excited.
I don't even know how to describe the consistency, because I guess it would be gelatin, but it looks softer than gelatin, but it's like shaking.
Does it have like that meringue on it?
Yeah,
like a key lime pie does?
It's got, I guess I thought this was.
So it sounds like key lime pie, basically, but they're just calling it this.
But it's an unnatural looking color.
Yeah.
Well, key lime pie is kind of a weird color.
I've seen key lime pie. This looks scarier.
But it has that graham cracker crust on it and stuff. It's good.
Right, let's put it this way. This looks like somebody left it in a nuclear reactor.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Ecto Cooler Pie.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yes. Kimmy, is this going to be a hit?
I mean, I could see. I don't know.
Doesn't Taco Bell do this a lot? Like they experiment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're known for
experiment. I understand like wanting to try it once. I don't know if you're going to put it in your regular pie rotation.
Well, you told me like your dad is a big Mountain Dew.
Yes, he is.
So does he like this stuff?
Well, okay. So I have a family member. She brings, like as a Christmas Eve tradition, brings Taco Bell.
Oh.
And like she'll bring like a ton of Taco Bell. Whoever wants what can grab it. And she brings the Baja Blast, like giant cups of Baja Blast with it.
Okay.
And my dad tried that once and was like, not for me.
Too much
Baja. I couldn't believe it.
Too much Baja for that mustache.
For a guy who drinks a Mountain Dew a day, he couldn't do the Baja Blast.
Okay. So here's what else I don't know here.
What's up?
I see you guys on hold. We'll get to you. Taco Bell again announcing they are getting together with Mountain Dew to create Mountain Dew Taco Bell Baja Blast Pie. I don't know if this is like pie you buy by the piece at Taco Bell.
Oh.
I don't know if this is something you walk into a grocery store and buy as a full pie to like bring to a Thanksgiving
dinner. Oh, look at that.
Because here's the thing. If it's the second one, you need to make sure, if you're going to have this at Thanksgiving dinner, that you tell everyone ahead of time, the dessert will be Mountain Dew Baja Blast pie.
Yeah, everybody's going to be out.
Because if I sat down and saw that, I think I'd leave.
Like a big-ass pie.
Big-ass circular pie.
Pie.
Pie-ass pie. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. So Baja Blast you can buy everywhere, and it's the worst Mountain Dew ever made.
Based on your voice, you do sound like a man who's drank a lot of Mountain Dew.
I drink Mountain Dew from when I get up to go to bed.
He drinks Mountains of Dew.
He does the Dew.
All right, what's your favorite Mountain Dew, Jim?
Live Wire.
Say that again?
Live Wire.
Is that
Live
the regular one?
Yeah, that's the that's the Motley Crue version.
It's an orange Mountain Dew.
Orange Mountain Dew. Do they still make Mountain Dew Code Red? Remember that one, Kimmy? That was a big one.
Yes, they do.
Oh God.
They have all the colors of the rainbow.
This looks nauseating, man.
Jim, one more question if you don't mind, buddy.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm gonna be 50 here in a couple weeks.
You're a 50-year-old man that drinks Mountain Dew from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed.
Yep.
You know you have several holes in your esophagus, right?
I don't care.
Okay. Jim, thanks for the call.
I don't care.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I've been drinking Mountain Dew every day, and I'm totally fine.
Yeah, that's a rough-sounding 50-year-old.
Mountain Dew drinkers have got to be aging.
Well, see, that's what's so weird about this story. When you think about Mountain Dew Baja Blast, I don't know, like, Kimmy, immediately in my head, I think of, like, 19-year-old RIT student, but we are the children
of the Mountain Dew generation.
Yes, we grew up on Baja Blast, right? Yeah. So it's not out of the question that there will be 35, 45, 50-year-old men, much like Jim, who will run out to the store to buy a Baja Blast pie.
Oh, yeah.
And that horrifies me because we should know better.
Yeah.
We should, like, you know, fine, you're drinking your Baja Blast as a kid. God bless you. Good for you. But can't be good.
Yeah, most men don't go out and buy pie and bring it home. That's like a mom thing.
Well, can we time out there? Why is that? I'll buy a pie.
Oh, when's the last time you brought home a pie?
Like,
you went out and purchased a pie and brought it home for the family.
Oh, I think the pie is the easy thing, go-to thing to bring to...
I'm just talking bring it home for yourself.
Oh, just for yourself?
Well, I don't think my father ever touched a pie before my mother put it in front of him.
But see, he didn't have Leo's Bakery and Deli where I can buy an individual piece of pie, which I have done.
Okay.
So sweet, so sweet.
Yes.
I got to take a quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Individual piece of cake and pie, the greatest thing that ever happened.
They do those little slices they sell, the little clam thing.
They do it at Tops, they do it at Wegmans, they do it at Leo's. And Leo's has like a super wide selection, so I get like, I got carrot cake the other day. It was delicious. Got a piece of carrot cake.
That's another thing I don't get.
Shut up. You don't like carrot cake?
No.
Why?
It looks terrible, it tastes terrible. It tastes like a freaking carrot.
You're in it. You like carrots.
Yeah.
I do. I don't want them in my, if I'm going to have a piece of cake, I'm going to have me a goddamn piece of good cake.
I don't want no vegetables in
my
cake.
No, I don't.
Now you sound like Jim.
I want a big ass.
I'm 50 years old.
God damn it. Give me some chocolate cake.
Oh, my God, no.
What? You don't like chocolate cake?
No, chocolate cake I like. I'm sorry.
It's the number one cake.
I'm sorry. I reacted to a message I was reading that I'm going to read to you. Because I had said, if you're over 40 or 50 and you show up with a Baja Blast pie, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. John writes us, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Duffy. Had a guy show up at a party this summer with Mountain Dew Baja Blast hard seltzers.
Oh.
8% sugar and regret. He was the only one who drank them. They make
booze?
I mean, I guess.
That's a booze, right?
Yeah.
I guess you could mix booze with Baja Blast.
Why would you ruin booze?
Do they make Baja Blast hard seltzer? Can you Google that? Is that like a thing?
It sounds like
out of the question.
Well, he might have made his own.
Oh, I see. I don't know. Yeah. That sounds really bad.
Ah!
What a lousy buzz.
252 WCMF. Well, no, it would be like a
sugar and alcohol buzz.
They make it like you can buy it.
Hard Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Man, some stuff should be outlawed.
It's like a Red Bull vodka. The caffeine,
which is the worst.
Yikes.
252 WCMF. A man who knows a lot about Mountain Dew.
Oh yeah,
Ben's on CMF. Hey Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
So it's funny you mentioned Red Bull and vodka. My drink of choice back in the day was Red Bull and whiskey.
Red Bull and what?
Whiskey.
Red Bull and whiskey?
Dude, it was awesome because you get drunk and you stay awake. I don't know, but I liked it. But anyways, so first off, where do you get this pie? Because I'm just curious to try it.
So I it's like I said, they
that's what you need to squeeze into your diet, one more pie.
Don't knock until you try it.
I don't know if it's going to... I don't know if they're selling it by the piece at, like, Taco Bell locations.
I mean, I guess it's like those slices, right?
Or they could also be selling full pies, like, you know, what's a pie company with a grandma on the front of it?
Oh, Mama Celeste?
No, that's pizza. Yeah.
Oh.
Mother
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name.
But okay, but you want to try this. You want to try Baja Blast pie.
Yeah, just try it once, man. What's it going to hurt other than, you know, my sugar count, you know? But, And last fun fact of the day, KFC also has their own flavor. It's like peach lightning or something like that.
Peach Mountain Dew?
Dude, it's not bad. I promise you. Go try it.
Yeah, it's called Sweet Lightning.
Sweet Lightning.
That sounds like a stripper down in Atlanta.
It's a unique peach and honey flavored soda. Yep.
Hey, guys, Sweet Lightning.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It's not one that I drink all the time. It's like only when I go to KFC. I'm like, yeah, let's get some Sweet Lightning.
So like only three times a week?
Maybe like twice a month.
Okay, Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Actually, it's only like twice a month.
They call him Bucket Boy.
Peach Mountain? What
happened? Lightning, baby.
What happened?
Yeah.
To this,
bright yellow, as you can imagine.
Duh!
How are we all not dead?
We used to be a proper country.
Yes.
Not mixing in Mountain Dew. By the way, credit to the Mountain Dew company.
Oh, yeah.
Getting into everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good all for the you fast guys. Food combos.
Starts as a thing you cut moonshine with, and now I'm eating pie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.